Rights and obligations in different countries.
Gavin.
Here in England, we have the so-called right to roam, which means that hikers have the right to walk on public or privately owned land in the open countryside. We can't walk on all privately owned land, like people's gardens or special hunting and fishing areas, but landowners are obliged to let us walk on their land in the mountains, hills and forests, or along the coast, even on some kinds of farmland. Walkers usually follow paths through these areas, which is good because that way they have a minimum impact on the land. They're also expected to obey the countryside code. So, for example, if they close all gates carefully, don't drop litter, don't disturb the animals, don't damage plants, and so on, then they're free to pass through people's land.
Hikari.
My husband's a civil servant, and we live in an apartment building for civil servants. But because there's no building manager, the families who live there have to take care of the grounds and pavements around the building themselves. Oh, and also the children's play area in the back. It's our duty to organise this in turn. So once a month, the person in charge, usually it's a woman, she decides what day and time we should meet to clean up the area. Then we all go out and pick up rubbish, put out weeds, sweep up leaves in the autumn and so on. She also collects a small amount of money from each household for various common expenses like stair lights. I suppose we have the option of hiring someone to do the cleaning, but it's not that much trouble. And anyway, it gives us a chance to chat together.
Ryan.
Friends from other countries are often surprised when I tell them it's compulsory to vote here in Australia. It's been like that since the mid-1920s, and the reason was because of poor voter turnout in the 1922 election, around 60%. So the government decided to take action. Nowadays, about 95% of registered voters go out and vote. If you don't, you have to explain why, and if your explanation's not good enough, you probably have to pay a small fine. My brother thinks we should have the freedom to vote or not, as we choose. But personally, I like our system, because it means that election results reflect the wishes of almost all the people, not just a few. Anyway, Australia is not the only country that has compulsory voting. Belgium has, and Argentina, Singapore, and others.